Hi, honey. I thought you were asleep. I got kept late at work again, and I lost track of time. You know how it is with these complex court cases. You didn't have to call the office, you know. It's like you don't trust me. I wasn't there anyway. Oh, well, we needed a break, so I went to Denny's with Carol and Melanie. You called Melanie? How did you get her number? Well, this was bound to happen at some point. I guess I should tell you the truth. Of course I love you, honey. I've loved you as long as we've known each other, but as for me cheating on you, oh, come on, honey. You come home from work and spend hours looking at God knows what kind of porn. We barely have a sexual relationship, and on the rare occasion when my seduction attempts actually work, you barely try. It doesn't help that I can barely even feel you inside me when you do try. No, honey, it's not just that. Don't you get it? I'm a woman with a sexual appetite, and you're not meeting my needs. Maybe if you tried harder, compensated for your little dick with your mouth or something. But no, you just watch porn and lay there as I fuck you. So I found what I needed somewhere else. With who? You really want to know? You really want me to tell you all the sordid details of my affairs? Yes, I said affairs, plural. If I tell you about all the guys I've been seeing, you have to shut up and listen to the whole thing, or I'm gonna just leave, and we can deal with the fallout of this tomorrow. Did they fuck me? No, honey. They all gave me flowers and kisses on the cheek. What do you think they did? Look, you need to shut up and just listen, or I'm not telling you any more of this and I'm walking out. And since I'm a lawyer and you're not, this divorce will be fun as hell. Oh, now you get it. So, are you gonna shut your mouth and listen? Good. Honey, I want you to know that I never wanted to cheat on you. 2 months ago, Melanie dragged me to her favorite bar on the South Side to pick up her boyfriend. I didn't realize it was a black singles club till we got there. I was the only white woman there, and it was the wildest thing. The guys started hitting on me like crazy. After dealing with being mostly ignored by you, it made me feel attractive and sexy and wanted. But I never intended to do anything about it. Until this cute black guy came up to me and asked to dance. I said no, but he practically begged me, so I gave in. I didn't see the harm in it. It's just dancing, right? So we started to dance to this sexy hip-hop song the DJ was playing, and he was bumping against me, running his hands down my sides and over my ass. And then he moved behind me and started grinding against my ass, and that's when I felt it. It filled the crease between my ass cheeks, and it went partway up my back. His cock was huge. I sort of lost it for a moment. When he came back around me, I couldn't help looking down at his crotch. His bulge was ridiculous. I just couldn't stop staring at it, and he noticed me staring. And that's when he started getting a little more touchy, running his hands over my ass, my breasts, and even against my pussy. I hadn't felt that naughty or that wanted in ages, and I started getting wet. It was all I could do to keep my legs from buckling at his touch, and I think he knew it too, because he grabbed my hand and pulled me to the men's bathroom in the back of the club. The next thing I know, he's locked the door and is teasing me about how much I want to see his cock. I didn't know what to say. I was thinking about you as he stood there blocking the door, about how much I love you and how wrong it would be to give in to temptation. And I really meant to resist, but God, he made the choice for me, and he dropped his pants to his ankles. Fuck, he had a beautiful cock. So hard and long and so fucking thick. And he had such big balls that filled out his sack so beautifully. My mouth started watering. Honey, I just... Wait, what? Oh my God. Is that a bulge? You have a hard-on. Your wife is telling you about how a black guy exposed himself to her and you have a fucking hard-on? Liar. Pull it out. I want to see it. Do it. Oh, God. I knew it was small, but after seeing a real cock, yours looks even smaller than I remember it. I'm sorry. Well, your cock can make you come, right? At least there's that. Why don't you touch it for me, sweetie? Come on, you're already hard. Why don't you put your hand on that little bitty thing and jack off? I'll tell you more if you do. Aw, you're acting so upset, but look at you. Your dick is rock hard. I bet you can't wait to hear what I have to say next. Admit it. You want to know more, don't you? Then jerk off. No, I'm not going to help. Jerk off now. Aw, honey. Good boy. It looks so cute in your hand. Don't stop. I'm going to tell you more. Good. Keep jacking it. I'm sorry to tell you this, but his cock was so much bigger than yours. It was. I don't know, twice as big as yours and so dark. All I could think about it was what it would look like against my pale skin. I couldn't tear my eyes away from it. And when he told me I should get on my knees and suck it, I thought of you again, but this time it was about how unsatisfied I was with your teeny dick. I couldn't help it. I had to obey. It was all your fault, honey. I dropped to my knees and he pressed the head of his cock against my lips. And fuck, if I didn't open them and let him push it in. It was amazing. Velvety, thick, and slightly bitter from sweat. And after that first taste, I knew I needed more of it. I wanted to know what it felt like to have a real cock in my mouth. And boy, did he let me have it. He put his hands in my hair and called me his white slut as he thrust it into my mouth. I'd just met the guy, and he was already fucking my mouth. And it felt so amazing. Feeling my lips spreading wide to take him, feeling my tongue glide over the thick cock along the underside and actually having the head of it pressing into my throat. Ugh. Honey, I was so fucking wet. I could feel it dripping down my thighs right through my panties. Sort of like right now. Honey, that guy kept fucking my mouth and calling me such awful names. Cocksucker, white whore, slut, black cock lover. He told me that he knew I was a black cock whore the moment he'd seen me walk in, and all I could do was moan and keep sucking. God, his cock filled my mouth so well. I did everything I could to get him off. I fucked his cock with my mouth and I used my hand to jack him off. I tasted him, licked him, suck on it, slapped my cheek with it. I played with his balls and moaned around his shaft. At that point, I was crazy. I'd lost all sense of time. I forgot about you. All I could think of was that his massive cock was turning me into a black cock slut. Look at you jerking that little thing. You like me saying these words, don't you, honey? You like me saying I'm a black cock slut. That I loved being on my knees worshipping his dick. Can you imagine what that must have looked like, his deep brown skin contrasting with my pale cheeks and red lips? Can you imagine me as a black cock whore? Look at you, I've never seen your dick that hard. You look like you're gonna come. Oh, honey, if I'd known that all it took to turn you on was cheating on you with black guys, I'd have done it a lot sooner, because I loved sucking his cock. And honey, when he came, I let him do it in my mouth. When he came in my mouth, it was like electricity flowing through me. I came so hard, I almost blacked out. Yeah, that's right. Sucking big black dick made me come. There was so much sperm. I tried to swallow it, but it was so thick. It got on my lips and in my hair. I still had it in my hair when I came home that night, but for some reason, you didn't notice. Maybe it got in my hair because I was trying to milk it all out. I was so desperate to have more, and I knew right then I'd never be satisfied with anything smaller ever again. So, that's when I decided to visit that bar a little more regularly. You're getting close, aren't you? You fucking pervert. Your wife cheats on you with a cock that makes yours look like a baby's dick, and you just jack off? Why don't you come for me? Why don't you come for your cheating black cock whore of a wife? If you do, I'll tell you about my next trip to that bar. Come on, baby. It's like you... I know you like it that I've cuckolded you, and that I'm probably never gonna fuck you again. That all I want now is big black dick. Come for me. Come all over your hand. Imagine me sucking his dick on my knees. Come on, baby. Show your loving wife that you're okay with her being a big black cock slut. Yeah. There we go. Come for me. Fuck. Yeah. Good boy. Look at you. You just jacked off to your wife, telling you that your dick doesn't satisfy her as much as a big black cock did. Did it feel good? See, maybe this cheating thing isn't so bad. I think you need to come a lot more for me. I have plenty more stories to tell. See, I haven't told you about the 7 black guys who gangbanged me yet.